V-minus 19. ELF headquarters, Beijing, China. The sight was truly surreal as three metallic triangular prisms lay side by side, almost entirely filling the vast public square in front of the ELF's global headquarters. Two huge cranes were also present, evidently ready to position the smaller triangles inside the largest, which had been found first of all on an unassuming beach in Zanzibar. After around 20 seconds of silence, an ACN newscaster commented that they were receiving a raw feed from China, with all media organizations now banned from a wide exclusion zone around the building. The camera didn't zoom in close enough to reveal much detail on the triangle's surfaces, but everyone understood that there would be time for that later. The wide-angle shot framed everything nicely, giving a real sense of scale and spectacle. "I'll let these pictures speak for themselves," the newscaster said, bowing out as a crane carefully lifted the middle-sized triangle with the help of some barely visible and fully removable attachments. This middle triangle fitted perfectly within the indentations on the largest, and its presence had an immediate effect. Stunningly, the jewel-like markings on the outer triangle began to swirl around like a sea of shooting stars. The camera zoomed in on this, eliciting gasps from everyone in the McCarthy's living room, and doubtless everywhere else, too. As soon as the middle triangle was in place, the second crane lifted the smallest and prepared to complete the set. Something was going to happen, that much was clear enough from what had already come to pass, but no one had any idea what that something might be. "And now, what we've all been waiting for," the voiceover announced, punctuating an already tense moment. At first, the effects of the triangular union were relatively low-key. Following a familiar pattern, the markings on the surface of the middle triangle began to swirl. The camera zoomed in again to capture this moment, which was still remarkable but naturally less breathtaking the second time around. Then, however, the camera very suddenly zoomed out to its original wide-angle view as a steam-like substance began to emerge from the now complete three-part object. Viewers around the world gasped in awe, but this was nothing compared to what came next. All of a sudden, the middle and inner triangles rose of their own accord, creating a tiered effect that resembled something between a pyramid and a wedding cake. The ACN newscaster started to pass comment on this remarkable turn of events, but his words were cut off by a reactive and instinctive gasp as an incredibly bright beam of light shot upwards from the center of the inner triangle. Laser bright and redwood wide, the beam left him lost for words. Little did he know the main event was yet to come. While the man searched for some words to describe what he was seeing, the beam vanished as quickly as it had emerged. In its place, however, something even grander appeared in the sky above Beijing. It was the single grandest sight anyone had ever seen, in both scale and meaning, and its sheer mass conjured up one word above all others. In this case, craft wouldn't do, because for this craft, mothership was surely the only appropriate word. As the colossal object descended slowly, its shadow grew wider until the whole area around the ELF's headquarters was cast into darkness. Workers ran outside for a glimpse of the remarkable mothership, and the remote cameraman pointed directly towards it. Despite the immensity of its shadow, the craft was still a great distance from the ground, highlighting just how unprecedented the scale truly was. "There's only one thing I can think of to say," the newscaster commentated, his tone one of wonder rather than fear or anything else negative. "Ladies and gentlemen, they're back."